Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Shorter Grant and Danny than normal. We're taking you up to 6 tonight. We got the NCAA tournament when we're done. Games tip off at 6:30. Fingers crossed the action will be as good as it was last night. Ian Eagle speaking of the tournament on the call of two of the four games for TBS tonight. He'll join us at 5 o'clock in 2 hours right here on The Fan. And at 4 in 1 hour, ahead of our Beltway Blitz, we're giving away a four-pack of tickets to go see Old Glory DC Rugby. Looking forward to finding a winner for those tickets ahead of the Blitz right at 4. I watched the games last night at the back bar at Patsy's and Randy's. In Tyson's Corner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, enjoyed myself. There were actually a bunch of listeners there over the course of the night that I interacted with, which was cool. Had a lot of fun. The food was great. Our guy George took care of us. But college basketball, games that you are invested in, but you don't have enough of a horse in the race to actually really care what happens. You just want it to be close.
Just entertaining.
That's the perfect go to a bar to watch the game.
100% agree with that.
I don't want to watch a Commanders game at a bar. I don't want to watch a Nats playoff game or a Caps playoff game at a bar, I don't think. I think I've probably done one or both of those at some point.
We've done it. We did like for Nats postseason, I think it was the year they played the Dodgers first time. We did like a couple appearances at a bar.
Okay, but that was more show related.
It was show related.
Like,
yeah.
That was work.
But I'm generally,
it's
not
what
I would do. And it's no disrespect to those places. Some people love that. And
yes.
Godspeed.
To me, this is the dream, though.
Yeah.
I care about UCLA Gonzaga, as an example, because it's two really good college basketball programs. Mm-hmm. And as of about a week and a half ago, I'm a college basketball mark. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every year, this time of year, I get all in and I watch all the games and I become an expert overnight like everybody else does. All of a sudden, I got favorite players and guys that I think should go fourth overall in the draft. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
That's when you got to be out and about watching games. I don't know what it is. It's like a flip is switched for me. A month ago, if you said, hey, Grant, come over here. Michigan State, Kansas State's on. There's 2 minutes left. I'd have been like, oh, good for you, man.
Enjoy those 2 minutes.
The LA Kings are about to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, it's a whole different world, though,
yes,
with this tournament.
And it's perfect. I don't know why it works as well as it does. Because, I mean, listen, there's some people listening to us right now going, you guys are out of your mind. I love being at a bar for any game. Pick your game. We're basically talking to the people that are weird like us. If I'm deeply invested in a game, like I could watch a Capitals game at a bar or a regular season Nats game at a bar or a Wizards game, whatever. That's not a big deal. We're talking about like playoff game, like gotta have it. Once a week NFL appointment. I can't with the talking. I can't with the banter. I need so much focus. Everyone should be quiet. Please leave me alone. I need to see every single element of everything at all times. But for like these are social. Something about the NCAA tournament, because it's game. Going off right in a row. It's just perfect to sit there and eat fried food and get drink refills. It's the best, Jerry. The best.
All right, let's get into some of the big stories in the NFL. The player movement and free agency period has really slowed down. Last week, every couple of minutes on this show, another major transaction took place and another bombshell was dropped. This week, as far as free agency, the dust is largely settled on kind of the first wave. And now, little by little and slowly, there's going to be a trickling of news over the coming days. Although I did look it up. I'm pretty sure the Tyreek Hill trade to the Dolphins took place this week last year.
Okay.
So there's normally one or two kind of out-of-nowhere trades that happen between now and the draft, and so you can look out for something like that possibly. But the huge story right now is Lamar Jackson and the fact that this 26-year-old former MVP has seemingly no suitors, which is amazing. But Danny, who's Ken Francis to you? What does the name Ken Francis mean to you?
Is that the guy that's pretending to be Lamar Jackson's rep, calling people?
That is apparently Lamar Jackson's non-agent agent, who the NFL sent out a memo to all teams about yesterday. This is a person who is not certified by the Players Association to work on a player's behalf, who is allegedly attempting to persuade team personnel to enter into contract negotiations with Lamar Jackson. Under league rules, teams can speak only with Jackson because he does not have an agent. Are we ready to rule now, once and for all, that Jackson not having an agent is a bad deal?
I am. And it's don't.
Why do people keep defending this?
Here's why. For some reason, it's this weird confluence of events that saying NFL football player needs an agent is somehow a shot at their intellect or intelligence.
It shouldn't be.
It's not at all.
People have agents in all forms of entertainment.
Yeah.
At a 98% clip. And when I heard that Jacoby Brissett, as an example, didn't, the quarterback who just signed here with the Commanders, who's bounced around to different teams over the last few years, I didn't immediately say to myself, oh, he's smarter than everybody else at the quarterback position. I guess to an extent I thought, well, that's pretty cool of him. But he's dealing with one-year contracts, one at a time, for $4 or $5 or $6 million to be a backup. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm just going to level with you. We're honest on this show. I've never had an agent in my life. I've thought about it a lot. I've kind of wanted to get an agent because I want to do more play-by-play. I've wanted to get an agent because I wanted to go do some more, you know, national opportunities with games. But I've never done it. And you know why the reason is, Danny? Because for me to go get an agent and to for them to negotiate my deal with this radio station, they might get a little bit more money. There's not a whole lot more money to get these days in radio. But they might get a little bit more money. But you know what I would do? I would just turn around and hand that little bit more money to that agent.
Right to them.
As well as some of the other money that they might not have gotten that also goes to them. And so I understand that, like, it, when you're not dealing with huge sums of money, that you might not think you need an agent. I'm Jacoby Brissett, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a guy doing a radio show, making a couple of bucks. Lamar Jackson, we are talking about someone who is an MVP player who is trying to get a deal that only one player's ever gotten before, who's trying to drum up a market for himself. He's not staying put and just getting a deal done with Baltimore who's already got a relationship with. This is not Jacoby Brissett who knows his role as a backup and whatever I get is good above a guarantee of a few million bucks. The amount he could possibly lose himself here is astronomical. And now we've got a apparently uncertified pseudo-agent, some like fake advisor.
Who does gym equipment.
Calling teams to try to set up meetings and try to get deals in place. Like, what are you doing, man?
Utterly bizarre, whatever the saga is. I still have no clarity on it, by the way. Because after we were talking about it when the news broke, Lamar Jackson tweeted, "Stop lying, that man never tried to negotiate for me," in response to someone, I think Tom Pelissero had the story from the NFLPA. Francis has told ESPN.com, "I don't speak for Lamar." I don't know what's what here, and I'm not pretending
but he exists, for the record.
He's a human being. He's not a made-up. It's not the guy that prank called Red Zebra pretending to be the head of ESPN.
Ian Rappaport posted a comment from Lamar where he talked about, "My business partner and I will be dropping the entire gym. It's something that he's advertising, and that I guess he wants to be the next great, like, in-home gym for everybody." But his business partner is Ken. He names him in this tweet from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a big coincidence, I'd imagine this business partner is the guy who is calling teams to try to get a deal done. Here's the problem, Danny. Call on me. My hand's up.
Grant.
That guy isn't an agent, and that's not allowed. So now if you're Lamar Jackson, while trying to drum up a market, which hasn't happened, while trying to show the Ravens that you're worth more than they think you are, the opposite has happened so far.
Yeah.
You are apparently violating a league rule and in hot water with the Players Association. It just doesn't look good. And anyone who's telling me, this is all better than having had an agent who would have been working behind the scenes on his behalf for the last year to make sure that if he did hit the market, there were suitors? I just think you're being proven wrong every day. How is it possible that this guy at this age, with his profile and his resume, doesn't have at least a couple teams lining up to do business with him? How is that possible?
So I think two things are happening here. One, I think there is some soft collusion going on because everybody does not want to pay the full Deshaun Watson freight that he's asking for, et cetera. I think it's ridiculous that someone's not saying, hey, do you want the Daniel Jones deal? You can sign to an offer sheet right now. What about the Derek Carr deal?
Well,
you sign
I'm
that?
Quite sure teams would be given the Daniel Jones deal.
No one has. Nobody's called him. And what you have
He's already turned down three fully guaranteed more than Daniel Jones got.
What you have were teams immediately within 15 minutes of the announcement that he was on the unrestricted franchise tag. Is that the right term? What am I thinking of? There's the restricted.
Non-exclusive.
Non-exclusive. Thank you. Non-exclusive franchise tag. Instantly communicate with the world that they're not interested. Not interested at all? That's weird. I think this is the owner is basically saying, we cannot encourage any of this behavior.
So
I put that in one column.
The second column. Second column real quick, I want to react to that. The owners are doing that. You're right. People are saying that they're colluding. Did they ever have a conversation where they all got together and say they didn't want to do that? I don't believe that. What I think is happening, if you want to call it collusion, that's fine, is that the owners are kind of deciding that what Lamar Jackson wants is bad for business.
Correct.
And they're right, by the way. Deshaun Watson's contract is bad. Russell Wilson's contract is bad. Kyler Murray's contract is bad. Aaron Rodgers' contract is bad at this current second in this current moment. All of the players I just named, and I named them all, not coincidentally, but because they all make the most guaranteed money at the quarterback position, all of those teams would get out of those contracts right now this second if they could, or are in the process of trying to trade the player that I just named. So I don't think the owners are wrong at all, but why haven't they come to him with like a Daniel Jones contract? Because that's not what he wants. He has literally turned down a three-year fully guaranteed at $44.3 million per year contract. 3 years, $133 million fully guaranteed. Daniel Jones didn't get close to that in guarantees.
No, he didn't.
So
right.
Why would you call him and offer him something way worse than he's already turned down?
Because the reality has changed. He's on a non-exclusive franchise tag deal for way less than he wants. So maybe the world has changed. Maybe you go, oh my God, maybe I can get him for less. The fact is, if no one does anything, which is what's happening now, he's just going to go play at less money than Derek Carr, Daniel Jones, and a dozen
okay,
other guys.
But if you're a team, Danny, and you call and you offer him, you're saying the Daniel Jones deal, the Ravens match it, he stays there, and you've pissed off the quarterbacks in your building. How did you benefit from that?
Well, which team am I, a quarterback-needy team?
Possibly, yeah. Well, I don't know. You picked the team. Who are you?
The Falcons.
Okay,
I pissed off fourth-rounder Desmond Ridder. Okay.
Yes. Well, I mean, this business is about people. I wouldn't say, I'd say it's more than okay, but if you don't care that you've made the starting quarterback of your organization upset, that's fine.
Yeah, so nobody's interested at all to do anything? Not even a call? The collusion part
is... nobody's interesting to give him a fully guaranteed contract that exceeds 3 years and $133
million. Right, but the idea that there's no happy medium is insane to me. What happened was the owners decided we're not doing business with him at all. And you had instantly within 10 minutes of the why can't I remember this term? I keep saying unrestricted franchise tag.
What's non-exclusive. The word?
Thank you, non-exclusive. We've got instantly flushed through the pipeline of every reporter that'll listen, we're not interested. What? That's utterly bizarre how that
like
went
the
down.
The teams called the reporters.
They absolutely did. They texted Diana Rossini and said, get this word out.
You think that's the GM of the Jets texted Diana Rossini?
Yes, I
that's
think
not
the,
how it
the
works.
Falcons GM did. I think
no.
Everybody
Diana
right away.
Diana Rossini texted the GM and said, are you interested? And then they said no.
Either way,
Jeff
a text exchange
texted
happens.
The Dolphin. They're not going, quick, get Jeff Darlington on the horn. Let's let him know what we think.
Within minutes of an announcement, it's bizarre. And the point is they're sitting out on purpose to try to teach a lesson to all players, stop asking for huge guaranteed money. And your point is correct. The owner shouldn't try it. The owner should try to stem this tide. It's not good for them, right? It makes sense. All of that makes sense to me. But the idea that nobody's offering him anything, no one's interested at all at any price, not even a phone call, is bizarre.
So again, I agree with your first premise that the owners are brothers in arms, if you will, trying to not let him get this contract. Your point is it's bad for the owners, which is true.
Right.
I would add it just doesn't work. It's been bad, period.
Fair enough.
Like it's actually bad business. But on top of that, while you're right about that, The next point is where we'll part ways, where you're saying you think it's crazy no one is just trying to negotiate with him, essentially.
Right. He can't get a call, so he's got his gym buddy making calls on his behalf, apparently.
But we know Lamar Jackson has publicly confirmed
yes.
that the Ravens have offered him 3 and 133. So unless you're exceeding that offer, you know that the Ravens will almost certainly match the offer. That is that they have the ability to do that. So you're saying, well, why don't you just do less than that? And what I'm trying to say is, because if they do less than that, either A, he wouldn't accept it, which he hasn't to this point. Let's say hypothetically he does because he doesn't want to be a Raven. Or, you know, maybe he likes your money better than their money. So even though they went 3 and 133, mm-hmm. you go 4 years, not guaranteed, $40 million a year, 160. And instead of the $133 million in guarantees, it's $120 million. But he'll take that because he wants to be a Colt. He doesn't want to be a Raven. Then the Ravens, who have offered him a better contract than that, go, well, thanks for doing the work for us. We just did better than we were fearing we would. Lamar Jackson's ours.
That is a
what
scenario.
What was the point of that exercise if you're the Colts?
The point was you might get him, or at least the Ravens have to spend more than, you know, Carson Wentz money to have Lamar Jackson as their quarterback next year. Like, the idea
so
that
you're
no
playing
one,
chess. You're saying let's cost the Ravens the long-term deal.
Or let's get a quarterback. The idea that no one's calling is the insane part to me.
A, there's no one to call. That's the first problem.
Well, and that's what I was trying to get to column two, is that he doesn't have an agent, which is unbelievable. It's unbelievable if you're dealing with this. You know, this is your whole career is this year and next year, really, when you're not under team control anymore, presumably. This is it. The idea that there's no one to call and it's his gym partner who's doing some home equipment that may or may not be answering the phone on his behalf, pretending to be Lamar Jackson or not. I have no idea what's going on. Is a giant failing and a complete miscalculation on Lamar's part. Because he stepped into waters. He didn't realize how ridiculous all this was going to be. Because I really do believe that the owners, whether they got together, whether they had a Zoom call, whether there was a text exchange, I don't know what it was, but they said, we are not doing business
whether
here.
They just all realize that all the quarterbacks who have the highest guarantees right now are albatrosses? That could be it, too.
Yeah, well, again, I love Lamar Jackson. I would not pay the Deshaun Watson deal for him or 180 or whatever they were talking about.
But you're mad that other teams aren't calling him to do that?
No, I'm mad that no one's offering him anything. The world changed.
But the Ravens can match it.
I don't care. The world changed. He says, my market is this. My value is X. The Ravens go, well, this is what we think. And they finally go, fine. Go out into the open world and you see what your market is. And the market is no offers of any kind. The market is no phone calls to anybody. The market is complete, utter apathy and arms folded. No, we're going with, you know, a mid-round draft pick. We might go with Will Levis. We're going with Desmond Ridder. We're going with, I don't know, the quarterback carousel guy. Nobody's offering him anything of any kind.
If you were the Falcons, okay, yes. Just to talk to him, you would have had to, among other things, now you don't care about alienating Desmond Ridder, who's currently your starting quarterback. Every one of the teams that got in on Deshaun Watson last mm-hmm. year that didn't land him had to end up trading their starter at the time because their starter was mad that it happened. And you could say, who cares? But it is a business about people. I mean, it's not fantasy football. It's not like you're working the phones with your buddy at night. You don't make a trade and all the guys in the computer just deal, right? I mean, these are real human beings. So you have Desmond Ridder, who's your – now, I'm not saying this is the end-all be-all. I'm just saying this is one variable
okay.
that people don't talk about. So, number one, you're talking about alienating whoever's on your roster. So that's a very small group of teams who are in the who cares if you alienate fill-in-the-blank quarterback. Might be Washington, Sam Howell, might be Desmond Ridder. You could say, well worth it to annoy those guys if you could possibly get Lamar Jackson. Fine. There are other variables there is an element of money that you have to have set aside. You know, you not you specifically, but people who are saying, call, try to get Lamar Jackson. You have to set aside the money that you would have to be able to give him
in
fully guarantees,
mm-hmm.
a percentage of that you now can't use in terms of cap space. You can't operate with. So here are the Falcons with the second most money in free agency who were ultra aggressive, just to use your example.
Mm-hmm.
They signed starters on both sides of the ball. They went out and kicked ass in free agency, right? They've been waiting 3 years to do this. If they were trying to get Lamar Jackson right now, they could have done half of that. Because that money's just tied up in the meantime while you're trying to negotiate and figure this out. Now all of a sudden you go, well, we're not getting Lamar Jackson. But you just missed out on the three of the six starters you brought in free agency. So there are like more balls in the air than just is there interest or not.
Sure, and I'm obviously speaking in an oversimplified way. What I what I keep coming back to that I find astounding is that the Ravens said, fine, non-exclusive franchise tag. I got it right that time instead of saying unrestricted.
You got this.
Non-exclusive franchise tag. I don't know why I can't remember that, by the way. That is a mental block.
But it also doesn't, it like, doesn't roll off to me. There's got to be a better way to say that.
Yeah.
Non-exclusive, exclusive. There's just got to be a better
non-exclusive
way.
Franchise tag for, again, basically the money that Carson Wentz got last year.
It should be like franchise tag A or B or one or two. Or,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like it's the C-minus level, whatever it is, the non-exclusive. And that, I understand it's complicated. This is a chance at a recent MVP with a unique skill set that I'd be curious. What would it be like if you played with good receivers? What would happen? I don't know. I'd like to know.
Bet you throw to the tight end a bunch.
I wouldn't know. I've never seen him with a good receiver.
I'm just doing a bit.
I have no interest in paying him what he was previously asking for. None. I think it's a huge mistake. I think teams are right to say, no, that's not right. I also think it's a mistake not to inquire if you can get him for a lot less than that. Now that the world has changed, where nobody's offered, nobody's been interested, the Ravens now have all the leverage in the world because he has to come crawling back and take this non-exclusive franchise tag. I'm on fire. Or, you know, some offer that's probably less than it was 5 minutes ago. Because you thought you were worth this, you turned this down. How about a lot less than that, dude?
Okay.
Because nobody wants you.
So in part of our argument, we discussed like why it is difficult if you want to go get Lamar Jackson to do it. If you miss out on him, some of the ramifications, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we didn't even discuss is there is a very real conversation as to whether or not he is worth what he's asking for.
He's asking for, my answer is no.
Right, but he has missed a third of his team's games.
Totally.
He has missed a third of his team's games the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is the case, but there are questions he will have to answer with his next team about whether or not he just decided not to play at the end of last year based
totally.
On his contract.
That's the thing.
He had teammates openly questioning him in the locker room.
That's right.
Like, these are things he has to deal with. Now, I happen to think this is one of the most electrifying talents, one of the most fun guys to watch in the league. I am pro Lamar Jackson. I like the guy. But if you are trying to get a contract that no one else has gotten other than Deshaun Watson, and I don't count the Browns contract they gave out as being something that anyone else is going to get because I think what they did was outrageous and makes no sense. But you want that, and now I'm going to give up draft picks for you? At least one, probably more
Maybe
than a
more.
First-round pick?
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole other discussion to say, does this make any sense? So when everyone's just so flummoxed that nobody wants to do it, I guess I'm not. I understand that there should be more phone calls happening than did. I also don't know that we don't – there's probably some things we don't know, too.
Sure.
I'll bet you there's some teams that reached out and said, hey, what are you looking for? And the Ravens said, we want two ones. And he wants $50 million a year. And then they said, all right, thanks a lot, man. And then they just went on living their lives.
I'm sure there's some calls. Hello, Ken Francis' phone.
I want to talk more about Ken Francis, though.
I'm obsessed with this.
This is fun.
I want all the details about Ken Francis.
Who is this Ken Francis guy? Let's get some calls on this. Let's talk to you guys on the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Where are you at on Lamar Jackson right now and the fact that he doesn't have an agent? Is there any argument that he shouldn't at this point? Or that if he, maybe a better way to ask this, if he had an agent, would he still be in the same spot right now? And what do you make of this development that his buddy who he's trying to move gym equipment with is calling teams to try to get him a deal? We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Friday, which means in lieu of a double play, we'll give you a winning off the field opportunity at 3:45. You'll call us. You'll tell us what little teeny tiny thing is going right in your day. As we welcome you back to Grant and Danny, Darris and Ryan on the production as always today. Phones are open at 800-636-1067. Where's Lamar Jackson going to end up playing this season? Right now you got the Ravens or the field. I think the heavy betting favorite is Baltimore just because there's so little traction otherwise. But I love the value of the plus money right now on the field. I still think Indianapolis does make sense. I still think Miami, when they're allowed to actually talk to Lamar after the draft, which is a rule based on the fact that they had their draft pick taken away in the first round, they can't get in, even if they want to. That's going to be complicated because of the Tua situation. And I've been making the case that for them to go flirt with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, you almost have to do it on the hush-hush, under the table, you and their highest-ranking executives and no one else knows, maybe, in the meantime, to try to put out some feelers. But I do think there's still a decent chance he's playing elsewhere. The question is, though, at some point, does he consider going and getting an agent to try to get this thing across the finish line? Because it just looks obvious, and yesterday was the most clear example of this. Not having an agent is a detriment. This story came out, and everyone's laughing at his situation because his fitness equipment partner named Ken Francis was calling NFL teams about him. How does that happen? You know how many players, Danny, have these little side projects they work on?
Sure. Totally understandable, too, by the way.
Yoga studio. Yeah, they should. This is
flipping 100%. Pizza, Pierre Garçon doing
right,
bits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What if his pizza partner hit up the Redskins and said, hey, Pierre wants to run more go routes?
Can he get an extension? I mean, this is glaring at this point. Now, I'm sure he's gone too far down this road where if he hired an agent tomorrow, it would look like a loss or something like that.
Who cares? And
I don't personally, but I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes. It's a bizarre thing where we somehow associate not having an agent as like a mark of intellect. Like, I remember Richard Sherman went through it, right? Where he was going to negotiate his own deal. Richard Sherman, really sharp dude, obviously. Like, that's a smart guy. And his deal gets signed, and Mike Florio right away was like, yeah, you guys are seeing the headline numbers. He did a poor job here, 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 and here. Okay? Now, whether you want to agree with Mike Florio or not, I don't know if he did a poor job or not because I'm not an agent. These guys literally go to school for this. I didn't go to school for this. They did. And they are trained in these arts. In whatever this is, they are experts in this field. The idea that if I don't call a plumber when there's a leak at my house because I'm trying to prove my intellectual acumen is insane. There is an expert that literally does this.
I agree. Although I will say, if you don't call a plumber and you can fix it yourself, like my brother-in-law Brian does, he is more of a handyman than I am. He is more skilled with his hands. He's just better at that, whatever that category of life is, right, than I am. And maybe that pride is in, you know, if you think of it, it has to do with money and not needing an agent to get a deal. Maybe instead of being a better handyman, you're smarter, I guess, in Lamar's mind. I don't know. But you're right. I do think incorrectly it's viewed as, for some reason, like less than, or there is this belief that it's less than if you have someone do the deal for you. And if you do it yourself, then you're brilliant. I got a buddy that doesn't use like a real estate agent. I don't understand that. Like, they know what they're doing. They're adults. You have no idea. And he's like trying to figure all this out and the paperwork, and he's cutting corners so he can save a couple bucks. I'm sure everyone has that friend. You've got a friend, I'm sure, Danny, who he doesn't make the call to let the expert tell him what to do. He'll figure it out. He'll get on and watch a video on YouTube. Maybe Lamar is that buddy. You know, maybe when he buys a house, he doesn't use a real estate agent. Maybe when he goes to the store and he can't find something, he refuses to ask where it is, and he just keeps looking for an hour. Let's go to Richard in Alexandria. How are you, Richard?
What's up, man?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing well.
So I agree with Danny when he's saying it is pretty absurd that nobody picked up their phone. And it's funny when Grant was saying, well, he has no agent. Who are they going to call? I mean, you can call his cell phone. We don't know if they're calling or not. But, yeah, I do agree also that, you know, those are the experts. You kind of as
– But what's
as
your
Lamar,
answer? I asked Danny the questions. What's your answer to those?
I agree. I would say as Lamar, you actually save yourself the hassle of 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning negotiations when you're actually supposed to be either getting your sleep or training or, you know, and you save yourself the headaches and to let the professionals do it. So, yeah, kind of look towards getting an agent, you're trying to save that 3%. That 3% is really nothing at the end of the day for you.
I think it might be 10%, but I don't know. I mean, you could probably negotiate that at this point. But no, what I'm asking you, Richard, is you said you agreed with Danny, and I had asked Danny, like he says, everyone should be calling. And I pointed out a bunch of reasons why teams might not call. I mean, what's your response to those?
Why they might not call?
In other words, people are saying everybody should be calling that needs a quarterback. Well, no, they shouldn't. You have to set a ton of money aside and can't go forward with your free agency plan. That's a big reason not to call. You're going to alienate anybody in your quarterback room. That's a good reason not to call. You have to debate whether or not he's worth 2 first-round picks and $50 million or close to it guaranteed every single year. That's possibly a reason not to call. You are going to be negotiating for Baltimore, and then they're going to swoop in and get the deal done if it's less than what they've already offered them. That's a good reason not to call. Like, aren't those things fair?
Yeah, that's fair. But if you ask most of the offensive players in the NFL, do you want Lamar Jackson as your quarterback? Yeah, 8 out of 10 of them probably say yes.
Yes, irrelevant, but that is a good point. I also want Lamar Jackson as my quarterback. Now ask me if I want Lamar Jackson at $50 million guaranteed every year, giving up 2 first-round picks. It's a different answer. And frankly, I don't necessarily care what a player would say. The question is, does that make sense for a team? There might be a team out there where that makes sense. I think you're hard-pressed to find that team. So the question is, the best offer that we've heard so far, and supposedly there was one after, but we don't have the details. And Lamar's...
He's the one who told us about what he
Lamar's
turned down.
Lamar's Twitter account confirmation. Yeah. 3 years at $44 per year, fully guaranteed, $133 million. Okay, unprecedented win of a contract, non-Deshaun Watson division. If he turned that down, and the Ravens are willing to give him that, you have to do better than that. If you're going to offer less than that, Baltimore's very likely to just match it. So now you're just entering a bidding war for someone you're probably going to lose going in unless you exceed that. And there's just not that many teams that are going to give up more than 3 at 44 per, fully guaranteed, for a guy that has missed a third of his team's games over the last 2 years. Jimmy's in Columbia. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. This is getting so annoying. What I want to guess is that he may be, if I'm the NFL teams, I mean, he at the negotiating table, he may be not just unreasonable, but unprofessional. What I'm afraid of is that the professionals representing the teams are sitting on one end of the table, giving their very thought out expertise explanations as to why their offers are what they are. And Lamar, you know, who knows what he's saying? He may just be saying, oh, well, that's nice, but I don't care. This is the Deshaun money that I want. And I'm thinking even from my own self in my office, in my world, if there's someone behaving like that who potentially is just not being reasonable, that's just not someone I want in my office every day, even if they're really good at their job. And so if I was him, you just need to get an agent. And you need to just say, you know what, let's just do it the way everyone else does it and move from there.
Thanks,
well,
Jimmy.
I don't want to start using conjecture as to how he's acting in any kind of meetings. I have no idea. Here's what I will say, though. He lives where he lives, and he's working out and training to be a football player. I don't know if you guys have noticed this or not. It's really hard to do that. It's really hard to be a really good football player. It requires a lot of attention to detail and a lot of effort, a lot of energy, and a lot of wherewithal and acumen and a lot of practice. That doesn't leave a ton of time to get on a plane and fly to the offices of, pick a team, the Indianapolis Colts, the Las Vegas Raiders, or whomever else, and start sitting down with the top brass and hammering out potential contract details or offers, or even to, you know, hop on a Google Meet and discuss parameters for hours at a time. You don't have enough hours in the day to do that. So his availability window is much, much smaller. Just even in terms of logistics, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to try to broker a multi-million-dollar, multi-year deal in, like, some spare time. I've got 30 minutes between My second workout and this protein shake, by the time it's gone, I've got to be back at the facility studying my playbook. So if you want to make an offer, make it quick. That's not a great way to get this done.
We have no idea to know if he's acting foolishly or whatever. Like, I'm not comfortable suggesting he's doing a bad job or not responding to calls or, you know, making demands. We have no idea, right? What I do know is this. Even if he is the best agent in the world, if he's on par with David Mulligetto, whoever the number one agent is right now, and he's just crushing it as an agent, why aren't the Ravens willing to give him what he wants? Now, everyone says, all these teams should be doing this. The Ravens know him better than anybody. Until this past year, they had no issues with this guy. By all accounts, like, he's got a great laugh and a great smile, and him and Harbaugh are always hugging and love each other, right? Up until this season. There's not a bad bone, it doesn't seem like, in Lamar Jackson's body. Why aren't they willing to give him what he wants? Ask yourself that. This isn't some terrible organization that picks in the top three every year. This is a benefit of the doubt organization. They know more than anyone else. They're looking at all the documents. They got all the intel, and they're going, this just doesn't make sense to us. But yet, it's crazy that all the other teams who didn't have him win an MVP for them don't have all his jerseys in the stands already on Sundays in their stadium. It's crazy that they don't want to just swoop in now as he is four seasons removed from the MVP award and possibly as he gets older, coming off some of these injuries, maybe going to stay in the pocket more and have to throw more and run less. It's crazy that they don't want to do something that Baltimore's not willing to do. That part I haven't really gotten either. He's Danny, I'm Grant, you're listening to The Fan. Double play is next. Because it's Friday, we're winning off the field. You call us and you tell us what's gone right in your day, and you're not doing it for us, you're doing it for the great Goose Allen right here on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To figure out how you're winning off the field with your pals Grant and Danny here on The Fan. We'll go round the horn here before we get to the phone. So, Darius and Ryan, prepare yourselves accordingly. You are in on the bit. Ian Eagle You normally see him calling NFL games on CBS. He joins us today to break down the tourney. He's got two calls tonight on TBS at 5 o'clock. We'll talk to our guy, Ian Eagle. By the way, we're out early today at 6. The NCAA tournament coverage here on The Fan begins at that time and takes you all night long, deep into the evening in crystal clear FM. Without further ado, it is time to figure out how you're winning off the field. Danny, get us started.
So yesterday, texted the wife about dinner. Just wanted, hey, let's get a feel. Because you know how you always know what's for dinner, and I never know.
Yeah.
I was so hungry. I had a terrible day yesterday in terms of being hungry. I don't know why I was hungrier than normal, but I was really, really hungry. And so I was hoping it was something delicious. And she responds. I was like, hey, what do you do for dinner? You want me to pick something up? Like, what's going on? She responds with these terrible words. I have salmon to make. Ugh. She's trying so hard to make food that doesn't make me fat. We're all in this together, but that's not what I wanted last night. I had no interest in the salmon. I wanted nothing to do with it. I don't care if there's a lemon near it or if there's like Old Bay sprinkled next to it or
something.
Salmon's
never going to be exciting.
I just didn't want it. Well, I get home steeling myself to sit down and try to grin through a salmon experience. And wouldn't you know it, the salmon that she bought had gone bad.
Let's go.
No salmon for dinner. Impromptu breakfast for dinner last night. By God, that's Danny's music. Therefore, I was.
Winning off the
field.
So what
did you eat, little eggs and bacon?
Little eggs and bacon.
Did you get any toast with your eggs?
Yeah, I got my hero bread.
Did you wrap some eggs in your hero bread? I love doing that.
Yeah. So I made a little sandwich.
Eggs right there and then rolling up the bread around it.
So I had my carb counter tortilla with my second portion. I made a little breakfast burrito. Your boy did all right.
Good for you.
Did all right.
I feel great today. We're getting out a little bit early from school. Got the half day today. We are out at 6 like a normal 4-hour radio show. We're not going until 6:30. Therefore, we are.
Winning off the field.
And even more fun than that, we get to talk to one of my favorite guys in all of sports broadcasting today. One of my idols, Ian Eagle. Lovely
the
guy. Is on the show, Birdman at 5. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Darius, how are you in the win column today?
So I'm in the win column. This didn't happen today. This actually happened 2 nights ago, but I saved it for today. I went to Popeyes on Wednesday night after we left the show.
Yep.
I mean, that's a win. Let's just winning off the field. Right there.
Winning off the field.
Chicken strips?
I actually, wow, how'd you know, Grant?
Well, they're the best.
Grant knows.
Of course they're the best.
Grant knows.
So I got the 5-piece chicken strips with fries and a large Coca-Cola.
No, you didn't. They have Pepsi there.
No, this was Coke in my particular Popeyes.
So there are sometimes that happens.
No.
I never know when. I never understand it.
Popeyes is a Pepsi company.
We'll have to come back.
Let's
to this.
Double click on it.
It's franchises, so somehow, sometimes there's a Coke there.
Is that a possible thing?
I don't know.
That like his could be Coke and mine could be Pepsi?
Seriously, it's possible.
This is a thing. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a thing.
I stand corrected. Here's what I know. I know every time I've gone, I've gotten Pepsi.
And they say, is Pepsi okay? And I go,
I go, only if you don't have Coke. That's when it's okay.
Right. Yeah.
But I digress. Go ahead.
So yeah, I got the 5-piece chicken strips combo, fries, and a large soda. Get home. There's an extra chicken strip in there. Make that a 6-piece chicken strip combo. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
They took care of their guy. We call that the old G&D bounce.
Gotta love it.
Ryan?
So, of course, mine has to do with dinner as well. Last night, I was going to one of my favorite Peruvian chicken places, and I wasn't really hungry enough for a full chicken, but I also was too hungry for just a half chicken. So I got a half chicken, and I ordered a quarter chicken as well.
That's like 3/4 of chicken.
That's 3/4 of chicken. Here's what they did. They gave me a whole chicken without even realizing, therefore I am.
Winning off the field.
So did you get just the whole chicken, or did you get a whole plus the quarter?
Just the whole chicken.
Wow.
So I got more. More
so they were just nice. Basically, you said I want 75 cents of a chicken, and they said,
dude,
we'll give you the full dollar.
Yeah, we can't just leave this quarter here alone.
Let's go to Rich and Olney and find out how he's going to be hanging out with the boys this weekend and where his wife is. What's up, Rich?
It's a great weekend, boys. It's a great weekend. So last
Aren't
week was
all?
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament. The wife is in Italy.
Yep.
This is the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. My wife is still in Italy. And then on top of that, my son's going to his first Wizards game tonight, and he is sleeping out. I am alone again, almost. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Have you met your wife, Rich? We were asking this question recently.
We FaceTimed a few times.
Yep. You FaceTime. Okay.
Yep.
That's a good way to do it.
Yep.
So when she's out of the country, they have FaceTime. Very good.
Amazing.
So that technically means they've met. Joe in Leesburg, how are you?
Hey, Joe.
I am doing fantastic. It's a cold, nasty, rainy day in Leesburg. My son's first baseball practice of the season was just canceled, and therefore I am.
Winning off the field.
You're not standing out in that rain, are you, sir?
Not this time.
That's nice. Maybe the sun's not fired up, but that's a good text message alert to get.
I'm sure it's like a travel ball situation where they're like 2.5 hours in. The coach is just, we've got some daylight left. You're like, oh, come on.
Adam in Falls Church, how are you?
How's it going, boys?
What's up, dude?
All right, so I have some supervisors at my job that are terribly incompetent, which normally is the bane of my existence.
Hmm.
And I had a whole a string of trainings that I had to go to despite being 17 years on the job. However, my supervisors are so incompetent that they messed up the entire training schedule, and at the very last minute, they had to cancel all of the ones I was signed up for through the spring. So last minute, they couldn't do anything else, and I got to go in this morning 90 minutes late, and I get to leave work early 90 minutes early on Tuesday, which happens to be my birthday. So because my supervisors are so incompetent, I am
winning off the field.
That a guy. When their incompetence benefits you.
Because usually it's the other way around, right? Where it's like, I got to clean some stuff up, I got to stay.
Brandon and Only, be quick. How are you winning off the field?
Hey, man. How are you guys doing? So last night, unfortunately, my daughter had to go to the emergency room in Shady Grove Hospital.
Oh, no.
And we left around 11:15, 11:20, coming home. My daughter, the cool 12-year-old, goes, I'm hungry for Popeyes. And we stopped by Popeyes, and they were getting ready to shut down. They go, what would you like? I said, blah, blah, blah. My daughter goes, we're just leaving the hospital. And she gave us 80 pieces of chicken.
80?
Plus biscuits. 80.
8-0?
They got rid of everything. Like,
what do you do? They were just clearing out the kitchen. But now what do you do? It's like giving someone a couple of drinks that you didn't want that fell out of the soda machine that they're not going to drink.
Guys, come on over. We've got chicken. Do you have enough? Yes.
Yes, we do.
That's
amazing, by the way.
Glad everybody's okay.
Winning off the field.
Yeah, everybody. Thank you, Bruce.
Winning off the field.
That's how we play, winning off the field. All right, the Beltway Blitz comes your way next, and we are giving away tickets. Got to go see Old Glory DC Rugby out in Leesburg this weekend. If you're headed out there, we got your tickets next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.